Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers. I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
All right, lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott the Stratus.
Kill them. Kill them all.
And me, your GM, Mark. Hi, this is Mark. Just want to give a quick apology for the long delay between episodes and just to announce we're removing the story so far section to make editing a little easier. We'll also be taking a brief hiatus in two or three episodes' time. So, without further ado, on with the show.
We took Danny to the ER, left George to lock up and sort of tidy up, and Shockwave was going to basically talk to them about starting his martial arts club and doubling as a sort of security while he's there. And I don't think there was any talk of remuneration, so I'm quite pleased with that. Obviously, I'll get him a, well, I won't get him a drink because he doesn't drink, so I'll get him some bean sprouts or something. I don't know.
Whatever. A bean sprout smoothie.
Yes. Something, you know, something pure and
kale's all the rage.
Oh right, yeah, okay.
Just throw kale at him. Kale smoothie. Enjoy this, you bastard. Pouted him with kale.
And maybe some what is it, quinoa?
Yeah. But that's not how it's spelt.
What are you on about?
Have some quinoa.
Make him a nice herb salad.
Are you enjoying that, Shockwave?
Plenty
more.
Yeah.
It's funny, you eat that salad and you just get hungrier and hungrier.
Everything uses more calories to consume, doesn't it?
I was thinking more the cannabis that you put in it.
What, like loads of MSG? Or anyway.
Sorry, yeah. It's nice, best to get it out of our systems before we start, though, I feel.
What do you mean before we start?
So we head back to the campus and Shockwave's, you know, busily writing up his martial arts sort of curriculum. Hence, he's very quiet on the journey back. Doesn't say anything.
He's just taking it all in.
And of course, Stratus, you did your rounds of the hospital with your doling out toys.
Yep, and lots of signed photos.
Drinking in the adoration.
Whether you like it or not.
Do you want me to sign you, Cast?
No, thank you.
Too late.
Got these Stratus action figures for you to... Yeah, yeah. Won't Christmas be fun? Your whole
no
set.
Action figures of you guys yet.
Don't want of me. I don't want one of me.
I don't want one of you. And neither do the children. Even if you do have a kung fu grip. It's a ninja grip, not kung fu.
So yes, the next couple of days, is there anything anyone particularly wants to do? Well, the next day, sorry. I'll take that as a no.
Yeah,
then.
It's a resounding no.
So yeah, you're knocking around the campus doing your own stuff, if you like. You'd be on active duty during the day. You've got nothing driving you at the moment, nothing, you're not working on anything particularly, so you're just expected to be on campus, you know, ready, alert, and putting your time to good use. So you're probably all in the canteen drinking coffee and playing cards, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kicking our heels as per normal.
So you sort of congregated in the canteen for lunch. So it's about 12:30 or so. Stratus, you get a ping on your headset. Intercom. Ooh. What are we calling it? Earpiece.
What are we calling it? I've called it my Echo Jack. There you go. Because I'm jacked into EchoNet.
So yeah, have you built your earpiece into your goggles then?
Yeah, I used like issue communicator to add the additional communications.
Yeah, right. So yeah, your Echo Jack goes off. Something wrong again. About that.
What? Echo Jack's off? What? What is this? Sorry.
Okay.
Over.
It's gone off.
Yeah, because it just pings at you. You have to answer it.
All right, okay. I just don't know how to use this thing.
You can
take it back. I'm sure you can, it's broken.
You would be able to leave it as an open channel if you wanted to, but you want to hear all the chatter on it all the time.
No. Okay, I'll try and respond.
This is Echo Control Stratus. Could you assemble your team in the canteen?
Oh, handy.
You have a meeting with Yankee Pride at 1300. Bulwark will meet you in the canteen and escort you to his office.
Oh, Yankee Pride. The big knobs. Good job we're in the canteen already.
Yeah, just for anyone who hasn't or doesn't remember the background, Yankee Pride is sort of the meta face of Echo. And yeah, you probably would have passed him in the corridor and things, but you've never had anything to do with him before. Top brass and all that.
Isn't he sort of street?
No, Yankee Pride is... Yankee Pride is the son of Yankee Doodle and Dixie Bell. who are America's sort of darlings of the World War II metahumans. And trailblazers in all sorts of ways, you know. So they were the two metahumans everyone knew, you know. And after the war, they married, and Yankee Pride is their son. But they also blazed the trail because they were a mixed race marriage as well, which is incredibly unusual in that day and age. And they're the co-founders of Echo as well.
The names have gone downhill a bit, haven't they? From sort of Yankee Doodle to you know, Bullet. A bit prosaic, but that reflects a more prosaic age, perhaps.
A bit more flamboyant. Oh, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Now, drum roll, please.
So yeah, you kick your heels, eat your lunch while you wait for Bulwark. He's this sort of imposing figure eventually drifts across the canteen looking for you.
Hooey!
Stratus says, nods to you. He must be getting somewhat used to your humour by now.
Bulwark?
No.
Oh, well.
You gentlemen ready? Oh, sorry, and ladies. Or lady.
You might have been right first time. I'll glance a chuck wave. yes, ready.
Can I?
I think.
Okay.
Can I just finish up? I'm just having a bite of lunch.
Well, we've got 5 minutes to be there. I suspect that he's going to chew us out. You want to be late? That's fine.
Chew us out?
You haven't met Yankee Pride yet, have you?
Chew us out? I don't know if I want to go.
Why do you think he'd want to chew us out?
I can't think of any other reason why he'd want to see you.
I can.
What, a special reward?
Absolutely. Up and coming young, fine pillars of the community that we are.
I mean it.
Alright, we best go. I'm sitting here like this. Come on, let's go.
Captain Misery Guts here keeps getting overlooked by him. Doesn't mean that we will.
It's nice to
come on, cheer up, Bullock. It might never happen. Or maybe it did.
It might not.
It's nice to see you anyway, Bulwark. How are the new recruits coming along?
You mean my team?
Oh, yes, your team. How are they doing? How are they shaping up?
They're shaping up well.
Have they been to see Yankee Pride?
No, they haven't.
Oh. It could be because
they're obviously not chewing up material then.
Maybe not.
Come on, let's go.
Hold on, I'm just going to bring a bagel.
Don't forget your kale smoothie shockwave.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm sure we can bring it along.
So yeah, Bulwark leaves you into the upper levels of the admin building, which you've really had no cause to go into before. I'm sure you probably wandered up here once or twice. As you're sort of making your way through the building at a brisk pace, there's obviously lots of other operatives of the Metas about, but as you sort of reach the top of a flight of stairs, there's a woman coming the other way who, you know, she's passing people, she stops to talk to you. She's in an Echo uniform, but she's in her 40s or so, sort of longish dark hair. She stops, goes out of her way to stop Bulwark and says, "Oh, Bulwark, you are off to see Pride, I take it." He sort of raises his eyebrows. "Yeah." "Again." who's accompanying you? She looks at you guys.
"Say, I'm Stratus, I'll hand out. And my companions, Shockwave and Bullet."
She has your hold out, that shakes your hand. Just roll me a perception, all three of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Just.
Nope.
So, you don't notice at first, Stratus, but Bullet and Shockwave, you know, you go to hold your hands out as well, I guess. You realise that she doesn't see you holding your, you know, you sort of stood around in a group. She doesn't see you go to shake her hand. You know, she can't see properly. And you also notice that she's got although her hair's done to hide it quite well, she seems to have some sort of contraption on the side of her head. Did anyone make it by a couple of points?
Yes, made it by 3.
Yeah, I mean, you probably haven't met anyone who's gone, but it's like a cochlear implant, you know, where they've got that thing drilled onto the side of the skull and to help them hear.
Okay.
So she shakes everyone's hands and goes, "Oh, yes, I've heard of all of you. I think everyone has recently with that...
Stop beaming.
That's a strange Santa fella."
Mm, yes.
All good, I hope.
Santa.
Yeah, I think mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
I told you there's nothing to worry about, Shockwave. Bulwark, rather.
I envy you in the field. Not something I can really, really do anymore, which is... I miss. Maybe over the next couple of weeks you could entertain a lady and over lunch or something in the canteen. If you give me a first hand of what went off in that warehouse.
Sounds good, yeah. What's your name, sorry?
My name is Ephemera.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you too. And nice to see you again, Bulwark. We don't often see you up here, and I can tell you're not expecting good things. Anyway, hopefully see you soon. And she proceeds with her arm full of paperwork downstairs.
Just page Stratus as Jack. Anytime you want to have lunch.
You can find me in the canteen any lunchtime. I rarely get off campus. Unfortunately, one of the disadvantages of my poor sight nowadays. So yeah, Bulwark leads you through the admin section. You've been into this bit anyway because you've done all your computer work here. Takes you up into the building what must be the sort of the executive corridor. You know, there's a nice corridor, plush carpets. All the doors are marked and labelled prole private officers.
Any empty offices?
No, you don't see any empty offices. They all seem to be occupied. There's only maybe half a dozen of them. And he knocks on one. There's a nice little label on the door saying Yankee Pride. Come. And yeah, Bulwark opens the door. and steps in. You follow him. It's quite a large office, but it's quite utilitarian is probably the best way to put it.
Minimalist.
Yeah, there's a large T-shaped desk with Pride at one end, who I'll describe in a second, with chairs, you know, for meetings, conferences, that sort of thing. A couch off to one side. Pride's end of the desk just has a monitor and computer. Very neatly organised paperwork, you know, pots of pens. Everything is impeccably organised. And behind the desk is a picture of what must be, well, what you would recognise as Yankee Pride and Dixie Bell, who were his parents and the founders of Echo as well. Pride himself is quite an imposing figure. He's in a standard Echo uniform, except on his, he's got epaulettes with the stars and stripes on them. That's the only distinguishing feature on his uniform. But on one arm, he wears quite an elaborate gauntlet. He's a mixed race guy. As I say, he's physically imposing. He's not as big as Bulwark by any means. Bulwark is a giant of a man. And he, you know, beckons at the chairs for you to sit down. Bulwark peels off and collapses onto the sofa at the side of the door.
Sam. Take a seat.
Looking somewhat resigned. Yeah. So yeah, he waits for you to seat yourselves. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to congratulate you on your apprehension of the metahuman I think you've been calling Bad Santa.
Indeed, yes, that was the moniker we gave him, and thank you very much. It was our pleasure to get an individual like himself off the streets.
Yeah, that it was.
Out of the warehouses.
Out of the evil toy and business.
With no collateral damage to speak of either, which is good. We have one minorly injured civilian, but that seems to have been beyond your control, really. As I say, I would like to congratulate you on a job well done.
Thank you very much. That is an accolade that I will take with relish.
And then he looks down at the paperwork on his desk. Purposely looks down at the paperwork on his desk, flips over a piece of paper. Just roll me a perception. Yeah, you get a +2 advantage to this as well.
So +2, yeah, so make it by 2.
I made it by 8.
Yeah, so everyone who makes it, which sounds like everyone apart from maybe Shockwave, hears Bulwark mutter in almost a stage whisper, "Here comes the bot." And Pride shuffles these papers around, puts them down, looks up and goes, "But." "You did not follow our protocols when you went in there. You did not inform Echo Control what you were doing. And that is not acceptable. We are..." He tries to gather himself. You can see he's a bit angry. The FBI were running that investigation, and us not keeping them in the loop is not good. There are enough people out there who would like to see Echo go under. There is enough fringe organisations out there that think we are just waiting for our opportunity to take over. That is why we have the charter in place, to prevent people falling into that trap of thinking that we are more than those who do not have our abilities. The intention of this organisation is to stop people like us who do mean humanity wrong. And anything that could throw that into a bad light, we know will be used as propaganda against us. So gentlemen, I know you are all a little green, and I am willing to overlook this, but please bear in mind, in the future, you must keep to the protocols.
Seems like there's only one person that's scared of the Meta name being besmirched. I'll think to myself.
I think it's it's the learning curve. I think it's a little hiccup. We're still getting used to working together in the field. Stratus is a great team leader. I maybe went off a little bit half cocked with the teleport and surprising the Santa, you know, if it's anyone's fault.
Well, I thought we'd let Echo know as soon as we found out what was going off and we went was going in. It's not like they were totally in the dark.
No, I've read your reports, and I appreciate you think you were doing the right thing. And I know some agents find it frustrating to have to adhere to such strict guidelines, but I have to fight these people on a daily basis. I have to maintain the fringe elements that would like to see us persecuted. And things like this could be used against us. Luckily, we've smoothed it over with the FBI. They're a little disgruntled, but we have given them the credit for the work, if you like. I felt it was important that it was me that stressed this to you rather than someone like Bulwark. You realise the severity and the importance of what we are trying to do.
When you say persecute, I mean, obviously we appreciate the gravity of what you're saying, but when you say persecute, are you talking about Echo or Metas?
About Metas. Echo is an organisation for Metas, for the greater humanity.
Fair enough.
Okay, we won't do it again.
Strict.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. So if there's nothing you'd like to add, then I'll bid you good day.
See ya.
And he almost instantly seems to become engrossed in some other paperwork.
Stand up, wander out. Wander down the corridor.
So did you get that then, Bastion?
Bastion looks very cowed, in fact.
Oh, don't worry about it, Bastion. Right, let's go back to the canteen.
Borwood just comes out shaking his head.
We'll head back down to the canteen. As we pass a toilet, I'll radio in. Stratus, going for a shit. I'm going to the toilet. And I'll leave my mic on.
This is Echo Control. Stratus, you seem to have left your mic on. Could you please close it down? Or we'll have to...
Could you take us off the channel, Stratus?
It's jammed.
I'm trying to eat the bagel.
As everyone else stands tapping their feet waiting for you to come out to laugh, Port says, let's head back down to the canteen.
Wait for me. I won't go in there for a minute.
So yeah, unless you wait for Stratus, if you head down with Bulwark's chuntering all the way down, which seems a strange dichotomy, because Bulwark's obviously a military man, you know, man for the rules and the stickler and all that sort of stuff. So it seems a bit odd that he would be not on the same page, if you like.
I suppose he's for getting justice and the thing done right, as long as no one else gets hurt, and following some of the rules.
What do you think, Bulwark? Has this happened before?
Yeah, once or twice. I mean, you know from the campus that I get the more challenging recruits.
Yeah, okay. So they've got to cut you some slack. If you you take on the challenging recruits, then, you know, there's always going to be one or two hiccups, I would have thought.
Cut me some slack or wait for me to fall over, I'm not quite sure which.
I'd take it as an honour, knowing that you get all the rough and ready ones to sort out a little. Obviously shows that you're to be trusted with these guys, even if they do show you up occasionally.
Pride's a bureaucrat.
I think I might put his action figure on eBay when I get back.
Well, it's always good to meet the sort of icons in the flesh.
Oh, he means well. He means well and he does a good job.
I'm only remembering the first part of that conversation anyway. We went in, he said we did a good job, and then he shuffled some papers and we left. That's what I remember.
So as you hit a quiet bit of corridor as you're heading back, Bulwark sort of stops and says, listen, it's your choice in Echo where you go. Me, I made my choice, and I do what I do. If I've made other choices, it's been made crystal clear to me, I would be in that corridor, not doing what I do now. Because I like to get the job done. And sometimes my interpretation of the rules aren't Pride's interpretations of the rules. If you play the game, you'll have a fine time. If you don't, you might end up doing what I'm doing. Not that I'm knocking it. I enjoy doing what I do. But sometimes
it rubs you up the wrong way.
It does. Yeah. I know discipline. I am disciplined. But I don't agree with all of my superiors' decisions.
I can understand that. Bureaucracy is too much of an impediment sometimes. And what are rules if they're not there to be bent slightly? As you say, it's all into interpretation.
Off the record, I would probably have done exactly what you did. I have done exactly what you did, hence why I'm doing what I do now.
So what you're saying is, if we don't want to end up reloading the training robots in the sort of gymnasium,
in the exercise yard,
yeah, we need to, you know, cross every T and dot every I.
Yeah,
I'll give him a pat on the back. I say, I'd rather be in your shoes. You could always go freelance.
Freelance would make me a vigilante. That would put me up against Echo.
Yeah. You say against them.
What about,
well, the only other option is to join one of the other organisations.
There's other organisations?
Yeah, there is.
I've got about...
So Echo, just to remind you, is it's not a government organisation. It's a freelance organisation, but they work hand in hand with the government. All their contracts are with the government. They don't do any private work, you know, no mercenary stuff, none of that. It's all official, you know, with law enforcement, directly with the government or whatever. Their biggest rival in the States and possibly worldwide is Black Snake, which is a mercenary organisation. Again, they do freelance contractor work. They do work for the government. They do have some metas in their organisation, not as many as Echo, by any means. They also have a horrendous reputation. I mean, they've been in the courts numerous times. It's just no one's been able to make anything stick. But the rumours are, you know, coups, third world dictators, all that sort of stuff, hiring themselves out to people like that. The rumour on, especially for you, Bullet, the rumour on the street is, as long as you're willing to pay them, they'll do anything.
Wicked. In the wrong organisation.
Yeah, they're just very right. Dirty, I suppose.
Are we switching sides?
It's an option.
It is an option. Well, not one that I want to pursue at the moment. Depends if we get told off again.
You better remind us what the protocols are then over lunch.
Yeah, I didn't even know we had to do that.
You'd have been drilled with them through your year's basic training.
Basically, tell them anything you're going to do. We didn't tell them until we were at the site.
I mean, I'm not going off and learning all the police stuff and all that. But imagine you are like the police. You're a little bit looser, really. But, you know, you're meant to keep in contact, tell people what you're doing, stay within the bounds of the law, not use your meta abilities against someone unless they're using deadly force or other meta abilities. That's it in a nutshell. And all that will hold up in court. You start straying outside of that, and then you're in trouble.
What happens if we just happen to be at that warehouse on our free time?
So you head back to the canteen. Anything you particularly want to do?
He wants to finish his bagel.
Well, you can just get a fresh bagel. As I say, the canteen's fantastic.
Strath is here, getting new bagel.
Yes, thank you, Stratus. Control here, working its way through the refuse assignments.
Ooh, interesting. What have you found?
Stratus, stop it. You know, we have to put up with this as well. Pride's never going to hear this.
Could you give him the edited highlights?
Yeah. This is recorded for training purposes only.
See, over the next few days, yeah, it's not very exciting as you've come to sort of understand now there's large periods where not an awful lot happens. You know, when you think about the number of metas in Echo and the number of people who might be running rogue out there. See, after a few days, Strauss, you get another ping.
this is Echo Control. Stratos, we've had a request for you specifically from the Pitty Pats preschool.
Don't use names with lots of P's and S's because it spikes all the audio.
They've asked if you would be free to go in and speak to some of the preschoolers. Seems your little stint around the hospitals has caught a few people's attention.
I'm sure I can fit it into my diary.
So they seem to have left it open for us to go back to them and tell them when. So if you tell me when, I'll make the appropriate arrangements.
There's nothing on end of this week.
Okay, I'll get back to you in a few minutes.
Okay.
And yeah, she does. She comes back to you in a few minutes and says, "Yeah, Friday at 10."
Yeah, that's fine. Lovely.
I'll ping the directions to you now.
And nothing else happens till Friday, so are you, you going on your own? Anyone going with you?
Well, I'll mention the fact that there's some preschool that's asked to see us. Can go and instill the honest values of the American way in them.
A preschool?
Mm.
Well, I suppose it can't do any harm.
You could sit here eating bagels.
Yeah, okay, why not?
I am assuming that preschool is sort of to primary school age. So you're looking at kids about 10, 10 or under.
Yeah, I suppose it's a full uniform.
Absolutely, we've got to fly the flag of Echo, haven't we?
Yeah.
We'll get an Echo car.
Do we have any fake firearms in the Echo armory?
Why do you want fake ones?
Yeah, I haven't got fake ones.
Well, don't want children touching real. Mind you, they've probably all got their own real guns, so. No point taking any guns.
Yeah, you're not carrying your gun stuck through your belt, you know. not down the back of your trousers.
Waltzing in.
I am.
Came here to chew gum and show off my gun. All that gum.
So who's going?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, we'll
go. Oh, you're going.
Bastion, you coming?
Want to meet some children?
If everyone's going, then of course.
We are a team, aren't we?
So yes.
We'd be missing a part if you didn't come.
You follow your sat nav and end up at the school. It's a nice, quaint little school in the suburbs of Atlanta, in a reasonably nice area. And yeah, you're met by the teachers, and they're like, "Is it the staff?"
Hang on. Yeah. Leader, you best radio in to tell them we're going in.
Yes.
This is Stratus. Meet and greet at Pitty Patter Preschool.
Thank you, Stratus.
Stand by in case backup is required.
So you're met by a gaggle of teachers. Who seems slightly excited.
We'll come armed with plenty of handouts and lunch boxes and things like that.
All right, okay. So one of the teachers comes forward, a woman in sort of a late 30s. Hi, I'm Mrs. Avery. This is Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so. Miss So-and-so.
Miss Teacher.
It's an honour to meet you. So you be Stratus. Could you introduce us to the rest of your team? It's an honour to have a whole team, not just yourself.
Of course, we have here Bullet, the pride of I can't remember where he's from. the pride of Bankhead.
Yeah, nice. Pleasure to meet you. Always admire the teachers.
And if you can spot him, it's Shockwave. Oh, it's still there. The Un-Ninja.
Thank you, Stratus.
The Onion Ninja.
Well, that's what you smell like. the onion ninja.
It's my cheese.
And yes, and our team would not be complete without the mighty Bastion.
See, Bastion flushes a little. So yeah, formalities are done. It's a little handshaking. The teachers seem really excited.
The kids don't.
The kids aren't out here. There seems to be a little entourage of teachers have come out to meet you in person.
So, do you like some meta ability demonstrations of meta abilities, or do you just want us to meet and talk about what we do?
When we heard about Stratus visiting the hospitals and just passing the time of day with the children, we thought it'd be nice if we could just invite you in and you would just talk to the children. We weren't really expecting anything. Probably displays of meta powers might be I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that. It might be a little unnerving for the children, depending on what they were. But
well, they could. You could gather the children inside and. We could appear outside, you know, superhero landing.
Mrs. Barton should just be ushering them into the main hall now. There's no way you could really do a... She puts her fingers in the air to say, air quotes, superhero landing.
All right, go on, lads, pack up.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Shockwave superhero landing.
It's the best. Knock everybody off their feet.
Knock everyone out.
Yeah. Not to mention put a hole through the roof.
So if you'd like to follow me and the teachers, and she says, Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, yeah, you go. Go ahead. Tell Mrs. Barton that we're on our way. And as you walk, walking through the school building, and it's a quaint little school building, students' pictures on the wall, little things made out of bloody toilet roll holders and all that. She says, I'll go in... just before you, and then I'll call you, and it'll be a bit more exciting that way. If that's okay.
For whom?
Well, for the children, of course.
Oh, children, of course.
Can we hear kids?
Yeah, you're going the sort of the main school corridor to a set of old wooden doors.
Getting a bit creeped out here.
And she says, "So, 1 minute, and then I'll obviously shout your name, Stratus, and you just come straight in." So she goes through the doors, and as the doors open, you hear the sounds of children. They're pretty subdued at the moment. You know, they're obviously keeping them quiet.
What's the gas?
And she says, children, I'd like you all to welcome Stratus and his team. And she pulls open one of the doors. So you burst into a room full with a large open room, the little raised stage at the far end. The kids you see are sat in quite orderly lines with a path through the middle for you to go through. And they're all sort of turned round, there's lots of whispers and giggling and what you'd expect from 6 to 10-year-old children.
Go in and wave awkwardly.
Hello, children!
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Stratus.
Now then, children, I hope you're all being good and doing as your teachers tell you.
Lots of vigorous nodding.
Very good. Because you don't want the mighty Echo to come and grind you into the dirt like the vile villains that we do.
Some very wide eyes.
Only joking. Or am I?
No, we'd turn them into porridge.
Yeah. Mrs. Avery sort of beckons porridge, you towards the stage. Looking a bit worried now.
I'll fly onto the stage.
So you fly up, there's a few gasps. Just, you don't miss these because of probably seen some sort of metahuman in their life living in Atlanta, but this close up is quite unusual. So Mrs. Avery waits for you all to turn up, and this says, so what we would like to do, or what the children have said they would like to do, is ask you a few questions about what it's like to work for Echo and have these amazing abilities.
Of course, we'd love to answer your questions. Wouldn't we, Shockwave? I'll push him forward.
he won't push him anywhere. Moving. Oh, no, this is your show, leader.
So Mrs. Avery sort of looks out over the children. Yeah, she's obviously very comfortable in this environment. So, children, if you'd like to put your hands in the air for anyone who wants to ask a question. And dozens of hands shoot up into the air. You see, the children are all dressed in, they're quite uniform, but it's not a strict uniform. So they're all wearing white shirts and they've all got like dark trousers and shoes on.
Yeah, it's not identical. So yeah, I'll point to this gangly looking carrot-topped child who seems to be straining his arm out of his shoulder socket. You, son, what have you got to ask me and the Mighty Echo team?
He sort of steals himself. What is it like to work for Echo?
Ah, well, you'd asked me that a couple of days ago.
it's a bit like being at school, really.
Yeah, it's a lot like being at school. Thank you, Bullet. You have to do as you're told.
We live on a campus.
Yeah, we follow the rules. You get told off if you don't follow the rules.
But of course we're very good at following rules, because that's what good students do.
That's right. Good people, good, proud citizens of America, make sure we do the right thing and follow the rules.
Yeah.
Stratus following rules.
Sometimes when we're following the rules and hanging around in the canteen, which we do quite a lot because Stratus has, you know, quite a good appetite.
Takes a lot to fly.
Yeah.
A good, healthy breakfast. I hope you all eat your breakfasts.
Lots of nodding.
Especially Echo Flakes.
Just as a slight aside.
Toy in every box.
There is an Echo breakfast cereal.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I knew there was. It's been mentioned before. But yes, it is good, because we get to do the right thing and help people that need help.
So all the hands go back up in the air, because they obviously think you've answered the question.
Yeah. So, you little girl with the pigtails and strange eye. You met her.
It's an evil eye.
So yeah, this little girl with pigtails and a pair of glasses on with one eye blanked out. Because, Do you have nice food in your canteen? Because our dinners aren't very nice.
It's the best. That's why we're never out of there. And you can eat what you want, anytime you want. It's fantastic.
That's the best part about being a grown-up, isn't it? You know, no one's sort of telling you what you can eat and when.
Yeah. If you wanted to eat Twinkies morning, noon and night, you could.
And the good thing is...
I wouldn't suggest
there's
it,
lots
though.
Of gasps at that excited gasps. Like,
yeah. And you don't have to be a Meta to work for Echo. There are lots of ordinary Echo ops who, you know, they don't have Meta powers, but they work for Echo and they get to eat in the canteen. But maybe they can't manage as many Twinkies.
They also get to do the work that helps.
They get to do the homework.
The Echo Matters do, you know, fight the good fight. We are all part of a big team, and we need everybody within Echo to work together, if they have meta abilities or not. But yes, the food's lovely.
So yeah, as you do, you sort of do that bit about what you've just done. You see, there's like sort of a little wave of excitement over the kids. You know, it obviously hasn't occurred to them that there might be
a chance for them to work with Matters.
Non-meta roles in Echo. They obviously seem really excited about it, and all the hands shoot back up in the air.
So you, little Johnny there.
So yeah, you point out this lad, and you realise you've committed before you realise he's got a little bead of snot hanging off the end of his nose.
Freeze, little Johnny Snotgrass.
You, little boy. Do you need a tissue?
No!
Grease leaves.
What What do I have to do to work at Echo? What jobs can I do?
Well, it depends how well you study and do all your homework. And if you pass your exams, then you could help with criminal investigations. Or you could clean the toilets. Or there are a multitude of jobs in between. You could be a mechanic and help service the cars and amazing equipment that Echo has. Or you could work in the research and development labs and come up with all brand new high-tech gizmos. It's endless.
Yeah, you could work in communications, and then Stratus would give you regular updates on his whereabouts and what he was up to.
Recruiting the next generation.
How many of you would like to work for Echo?
You see about 95% of the hands go in the air.
Well, maybe we could have a word with the ops and see if they can get some sort of information packs together that we could, you know, bring to the school and
school trip to the Echo base.
A few Echo fact sheets.
I'm sure our glorious leader would love them coming to the school.
Yes, we could arrange for a site visit.
Well, let's not make any hasty promises. We don't want to disappoint people.
You could meet Yankee Pride.
This is our leader.
So, would anyone like to see some of our powers?
So, yeah, the place erupts as soon as you say that. It's like, yeah, spookies, yeah.
Okay.
Kill them all.
turn to one of the teachers. Has anyone been especially good and hard-working in class that would like to come up and maybe, you know, take part in a demonstration?
And they all have a few second conflab, and they're sort of... Charlotte Weatherson. Charlotte, come up here! Come here! And, yeah, little girl, bedraggled hair and scuffed knees, and all that comes up onto the stage.
And two missing front teeth.
Looking quite a little awkward, you know, stands there on one leg, you know, sort of twisting the other foot around. One arm behind the back, finger in the mouth.
Okay. Have you got anything in your pockets? Charlotte?
No.
Okay. Let me see what I've got in my...
Just roll me a perception.
Just.
She says no, but she looks a bit shifty. She looks a bit guilty.
Okay. I don't want to embarrass the child, so... You sure you haven't got anything in your pockets that could be used in the demonstration? You'll get it back, I promise.
No, I haven't got anything. Shakes her head.
Okay. Well, let me see what I've got in my pocket. And then...
pulls out his gun.
Let me guess what's in your pocket. Is it banana?
I'll rustle around and find, yeah. Find.
Bullets can shoot you, and now demonstrate the power of healing.
I'll find a quarter or something. A nickel or whatever. I don't know how much a packet of Twinkies is, but... okay, a dollar bill. There we go. As named for one of our Echo operatives, I believe, or maybe I'm getting mixed up. But I'll hold it in my hand, and I'll say, "Can you hold your hand out, palm upward, Charlotte?"
So, yeah, she holds her hand out, grimaces a bit,
and I'll teleport the dollar bill onto her open palm.
So yeah, there's a moment's pause, and everyone goes, "Hooray!"
Yeah. So that's my little power.
And Charlotte comes over very coyly and gets to hand you your dollar bill back.
Oh no, that's okay. That's for working hard in class.
say, as she breaks into a beaming smile, and she sort of leans into you and goes,
I'm really sorry I've got chewing gum, but we're not allowed to have it at school.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Imprison her.
Okay. You did brilliantly, Charlotte. Now go and sit down.
Thank
everyone,
you.
Everyone, a big hand for Charlotte.
Yeah, everyone cheers, and she looks even more embarrassed. Rushes to a seat. Well, I think that's probably enough excitement for the children today, but thank you very much. Are we going to have a big thank you for Mr. Stratus, Mr. Bullet, Mr. Shockwave, and Miss she says, sort of questioningly, Bastion. And yeah, everyone's, thank you, Mr. Blah, 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 because all the names mixed together.
And there's one last thing before we go, children. We have brought in some presents for you all. Bullet, if you'd like to teleport the lunch boxes in.
Yeah, okay. Bring them into the front of the stage or wherever we are standing.
Yeah, you pull them through. They just appear on the stage.
Lunch boxes, everyone.
There's no lunch in them.
But they've got a picture of Stratus on the front.
Yeah. And Yankee Prop, which has got a moustache.
Yeah, at the moment, they're just a generic symbol. None of you guys have any merchandise.
Not yet.
I mean, there's plenty of merchandise for specific heroes.
I am ludicrously rich. Start my own line of merchandise.
Excellent. So I'm going to force the market to want me. So yeah, they appear on the stage and there's a thunderous round of applause.
Right, we'll take a leave. I'll fly out.
Mrs. Avery comes up to the remaining three of you and says, thank you very much, obviously. Stratus likes putting on a show. Let me show you out. Thank you. And she swamps you with platitudes as you leave. You know, thank you. She seems genuinely overwhelmed that the fact that you've come and done what you've done.
Great.
Those kids love us.
Yeah, I mean, you leave there knowing that you made a brilliant impression on them.
What's that echo? There's a robbery going off. No. We've got some children to see.
Make this a regular thing.
Daily.
Right around the local schools. You know, maybe spend a bit less time in the canteen, a bit more time glad handing the
under 10s. Maybe not.
Maybe want to rephrase that.
That is editing out. That's not staying in.
Oh, glad handing the under 10s.
It's funny, but I can't. So yeah, you all leave the place feeling really good with yourselves. Yeah, the enthusiasm of the children comes across, and
that was brilliant.
Master Stroke encouraging them to do all the things. That was brilliant. I wasn't sure where that would go, and I wasn't expecting that. That was fantastic. So yeah, as you're driving back to the campus, you get a call from Echo Control.
Hello, this is Echo Control.
Hello, Echo Control.
How did the visit go?
Very well, thank you very much. They were very impressed.
Good.
Yeah, they seemed really thrilled. But mind you, you're talking to them over your headset, aren't you? So ignore me.
I can dial you all in. There you go.
They seemed really thrilled by the concept of Echo.
Yes, nice.
Echo thing, you know, really really gets them going, and it would be nice if we could sort out some like information, echo information packs to send to the school.
Yes, we should. We've tried things like that before, but voice fizzled out.
And they also seemed very interested in maybe visiting the Echo Campus. And I think that would be good. And one thing that they responded to was the fact that they could come and potentially work with, you know, work at Echo. Work at Echo as a non-meta, you know, and help Echo, even though they don't have meta abilities. That seemed to cause a wave of excitement through the children.
Yes, maybe something you ought to run with.
Absolutely.
Echo outreach.
I know, you know, it's one of the things that attracted me to Echo was rubbing shoulders with operatives like yourselves.
Oh.
Is that Echo Communication, Echo Control?
Yes, yeah.